here at Kiss FM. We've got a 000 hero call for you. Love some of these calls. We're only looking for the best. We're not just getting any old 000 call and chucking it on. We're looking for real homegrown heroes today, Jackie. It's a little boy who's a hero.
Yeah, 7-year-old Lincoln. He had to call 000 because his mum suffers from asthma. She was having an asthma attack, struggling to breathe. So he called 000, stayed on the line to help his mum out. Shall we have a listen?
Sure, let's
hear it.
All right,
here it is.
Ambulance emergency, tell me exactly what's happened.
My mum, she's struggling to breathe.
So your mum's struggling to breathe. And how old is she?
42.
Is she breathing?
Yes.
Yep. Does she have asthma?
Yes.
My mum is getting some help for you now, okay? How old are you?
7.
7? You're doing a good job. Is there another adult there, or is it just you and mum?
Just me and mum.
Okay. I'm going to stay on the line with you, okay? You watch her closely and you tell me if anything changes, all right?
She's getting a bit paler.
Okay.
She keeps moving her head around.
Mm-hmm. Give her a bit of a shake or shoulder and call out to her. See if we can get her to open her eyes.
Mummy. Mummy. Yep, she can open her
eyes. Okay, good. You can keep her awake, okay? You keep shaking her and keep her awake for me. You're doing a good job, Lincoln.
She keeps,
like,
putting her head
on my face. She's still awake, Lincoln? Is her eyes still open?
Mummy.
Give her a shake.
Mommy. Give her a coffee.
Yeah. Is she open her eyes?
No.
Is she still sitting up or is she leaning on your Lincoln?
She's leaning on me.
She's leaning on you. Give her another squeeze on the shoulder for me. And I want you to see whether, tell me if her eyes open.
They just open and they close.
Every time she shuts her eyes, I want you to talk to her and give her a squeeze and, on her shoulder, and I want you to wake her up for me, okay?
Mommy, can you open your eyes?
Squeeze her on the shoulder, mate. Give her a good squeeze on the shoulder and tell her to open her eyes and look at you.
Open your eyes, Mommy. Not open your eyes.
Is she still breathing?
Mommy,
is she still sitting up?
No, she's leaning to one side.
Okay. She leaning on the lounge or leaning on you?
Leaning on me.
Leaning on you. All right. Put your hands on her chest, and I want you to feel if you can see if you can feel her chest going up and down.
No.
It's not. Give her a good shake. Shake her, and tell her to open her eyes.
Can you open your eyes, Mum?
Yeah, I can hear her coughing. That's all right, mate. You're doing a good job. You keep doing it. What colour is she now, Lincoln?
Pale.
She's pale.
Mummy.
Good boy, Lincoln. Lincoln, you tell me when the ambulance is there, okay, mate?
Yes.
Mum's still opening her eyes, mate?
Yes, she is.
Okay, good job. Lincoln, I'll just be getting their stuff out the car and they'll come inside, all right? You tell me when they're inside with Mum. Lincoln, I'll leave you with the ambulance, okay, mate? You did a really good job.
Oh, wow, little Lincoln. Geez. He was good, wasn't he? Very good for a 7-year-old.
He's like a young Doogie Howser. Like, he was having to do everything himself, this kid. I loved it.
I know. Let's talk to Alison, the mum, who has Lincoln with her. Hi, Alison.
Hi, Alison. Wow. Have you heard that call before?
Just once.
How good is your kid?
Oh, he's amazing. I didn't know he had that in him, but he's absolutely amazing.
Wasn't he? He was so calm, and he even knew your age. You know, my daughter's 9, and I don't think she still knows how old I am.
Well, because you probably told her you're 23.
Well, I thought about 21.
So has he dealt with obviously you've got asthma. Has this happened before to you? So he seemed very calm, like you have attacks before, and he's witnessed it.
Yes, he has witnessed attacks before, not so severe and not when he's been by himself. But
right.
Yeah, I asked him about it and, you know, he said he was very scared, but he said once he talked to the ambulance lady, he felt much better. And
oh, that's
like
so lovely.
Calmed him down. Yeah.
Is Lincoln there with you? We might put him on with Belinda, the call taker.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Lincoln.
Hey, Lincoln.
Hey. Hi, sweetheart.
Hey, buddy. Hey, congratulations. You did a great job. You remember the lady that took your call at 000? I've got her on the phone here. You guys can say hello to each other. Hello, call taker.
Hello, Lincoln.
Hello. How are you?
I want to say, Lincoln, you did a fantastic job, mate. Your mum should be very proud of you.
Thank you.
You did do an awesome job.
I know. He's a good boy, isn't he?
And do you get kids like that all the time? Like, the kids, like, when you deal with kids, do you think, the first thing you think, oh, God,
yeah,
we've got a kid here. I realize you asked for an adult because, but how often do you come across the good kids rather than kids that can't do anything?
A lot of kids are actually generally quite compliant callers. They just get in and do what you ask, and they are quite easy to work with. They just tell you, there's no messing around. They just tell you what's actually happening, which is sort of brilliant because we're wanting to know what the situation is right now.
Right, so it's more often that the adults are more hysterical and not following sort of reasonable directions that you're giving.
Ironically, yes, yeah. That is
how weird.
Yeah.
Aww. I'm glad Alison's okay. Belinda, you did an amazing job dealing with Lincoln. And Lincoln, you're a superstar.
Absolutely. Nice to talk to you guys.
Thank you, guys. And
bye.
Thank you to our 000 hero call takers. They do incredible work.
Don't they?
All right.
Unbelievable what they